The Select Board in Lee, Massachusetts, voted this week to continue sharing a town administrator with Lenox for another year. Chris Ketchin occupies a unique role in Berkshire County municipal governance.
We have an intermunicipal agreement between the two towns, between Lee and Lenox, to share a chief administrative officer. So in Lenox, that's a town manager, and Lee, it's a town administrator.
That's Ketchin's job, carrying out administrative duties for both towns simultaneously. He spoke to WAMC moments after the Lee Select Board voted Tuesday night to continue the pilot arrangement into 2019.
The agreement's been active since July 1st of 2017. They just approved tonight to extend it for a year, an additional year term. Lenox, of course, approved it earlier this month.
The towns, though similar in size, Lenox has around 5,000, Lee just under 6,000, have a number of contrasts.
Lenox has a town manager form where there's sort of greater organizational authority concentrated in the position, and Lee tends to have greater management responsibilities fall within the scope of the Board of Selectmen's role.
They also differ on how residents participate in their respective town meetings.
Lee has a representative town meeting. Lenox has open town meeting. You have elected representatives coming to the annual town meeting in one community, and then it's any registered voter who takes an interest showing up in Lenox for either an annual or special town meeting.
For now, the project seems to be progressing smoothly.
The residents in both towns have been nothing but supportive up until this point.
Lenox and Lee are splitting his yearly salary of $110,000. Lee Selectman Thomas Wickham.
It's important for the townspeople to get as much out of it as possible. So in other words, if we had two town administrators, we bought town administrator and the HR person for the same price. So we delivered a better product and service to our constituents by doing this. Instead of having two town administrators, we both needed a human resource. It didn't cost us any more money. It was the same amount of money. So you're giving a better benefit to the taxpayers, was the key to this. And I think so far it's worked out very well.
Wickham is talking about Ketchin's counterpart, Lindsay Bloom, who is the second member of the unique intermunicipal administrative team.
So I'm actually the HR director, if you want to put it down to it, like exactly what it is. I'm in charge of all personnel issues and benefits coordinator, all of that. You know, anything that falls under HR, it's me.
Bloom steps into a role that hadn't existed before in either town.
They're both on two different health plans. They both have, you know, two different handbooks and policies. So going through each one, you know, starting from the bottom and trying to figure out what is working, what has worked in the past, and what's not working that needs to be updated and changed, it's really been like a task from starting from scratch, because neither towns have had any HR presence, and so this is kind of the first time they're putting this into play.
As he and Bloom build a new system out of two disparate ones, Ketchin is looking forward.
We'll keep working for another year to try and make this sort of unique pilot arrangement work for the residents of both towns to try to gain efficiencies and improve services, while at the same time not threatening the identity of either community as they continue to operate as their own independent municipalities.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.